Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pick Stocks That Go Up 12 Principles to Consistently Pick Stocks That Beat the Market by Daniel Jiwani is a beginner-oriented investing guide focused on stock selection rather than broad market theory, positioned in the personal finance and value investing space. The book translates Warren Buffett-inspired ideas into a simplified framework for readers who may have little prior experience with stocks. Its stated purpose is to help ordinary investors evaluate companies more carefully, think about valuation and business quality, and avoid impulsive decisions driven by hype or short-term market noise. The book is especially aimed at readers who want a clear entry point into investing without needing advanced financial training. Based on the available descriptions, it emphasizes practical stock-picking principles, disciplined decision-making, and long-term thinking as the foundation for outperforming the market. The result is a concise, accessibly written guide that tries to make stock analysis understandable for beginners while still centering on the core mechanics of investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly framework for learning stock selection. A central feature of the book is its effort to reduce the intimidation many new investors feel when approaching the stock market. Rather than treating investing as a specialist activity reserved for finance professionals, it presents stock picking as a skill that can be learned through a simple framework. The available material suggests that Jiwani builds the book around an organized roadmap, which gives readers a sequence of steps instead of a loose collection of tips. That matters because beginners often fail not from lack of interest, but from lack of structure. By framing the process as learnable and repeatable, the book lowers the barrier to entry and shifts attention from speculation to analysis. This approach also helps readers understand what to look for in a company before buying shares, which is more useful than memorizing market headlines. The book belongs to the class of introductory investing manuals, but its emphasis is narrower and more actionable. It is not about general wealth advice. It is about how to choose individual stocks with more confidence and discipline. Secondly, Buffett-inspired investing without technical complexity. The book draws heavily on Warren Buffett-style investing, but it appears to present those ideas in simplified language for newcomers. That combination is important because Buffett is often cited in finance books, yet many authors use his name without making his methods usable for beginners. Here, the focus seems to be on extracting the practical parts of his philosophy, valuing quality businesses, buying with margin of safety in mind, and avoiding emotional trading. The advantage of this approach is that it gives readers a respected intellectual foundation without requiring them to master advanced valuation theory. It also sets a clear standard for what good investing should look like: rational, patient, and grounded in business fundamentals. For a novice, this is valuable because it replaces vague enthusiasm with a framework that can guide real decisions. In the broader genre of investment books, this makes the work a translation exercise as much as a teaching guide, converting classic value investing ideas into language that is meant to be usable by first-time stock pickers. Thirdly, valuation and business quality as the basis for choosing stocks. The descriptions of the book consistently point to valuation, company quality, and financial analysis as the core tools for identifying attractive stocks. This is an important distinction because it separates the book from trading books that focus on momentum, timing, or short-term patterns. The logic behind the emphasis is straightforward. A stock is ultimately a claim on a business, so the investor must judge whether the business itself is strong and whether the price offers reasonable value. By centering valuation and quality, the book encourages readers to think more like owners than gamblers. That shift in perspective matters because it forces attention to durable factors such as financial strength, earnings quality, and the soundness of the underlying business model. Even if the reader does not become a deep analyst, the framework should help them avoid obvious weak picks and overpaying for excitement. The practical effect is to move stock selection away from speculation and toward evidence-based comparison, which is the kind of discipline beginner investors often need most. Fourthly, risk management, patience, and the discipline to avoid market noise. Another major theme is the book's focus on risk reduction through disciplined behavior. The available sources mention learning when to buy and sell, identifying safer stocks, and minimizing mistakes that beginners commonly make. That makes risk management a practical rather than abstract idea in this book. Instead of presenting risk as something solved by diversification alone, it appears to connect risk to how a company is evaluated and how the investor behaves after purchase. This is a useful emphasis because many beginners are less harmed by one bad stock than by repeated emotional decisions, panic selling, or chasing attention-grabbing opportunities. The book's patience-oriented philosophy suggests that market noise should be filtered out in favor of clear analysis and long-term holding. That makes it relevant not only as a stock-picking guide, but also as a behavioral guide for avoiding errors that can undermine returns. and in a crowded category of investing books, this grounding in discipline and risk awareness helps the book feel practical rather than theoretical. Lastly, a book designed to turn cautious readers into active investors. The broader purpose of the book seems to be psychological as much as analytical. It is written to help hesitant readers begin investing with greater confidence. The descriptions repeatedly highlight accessibility, simple language, and suitability for people with limited capital. That positioning is significant because many finance books assume either prior knowledge or a large portfolio, which leaves out the very audience most likely to need guidance. This book appears to target that gap by showing that one does not need to be wealthy or highly technical to begin making informed decisions. It therefore serves as a bridge between curiosity and action. The educational benefit is not just learning definitions or ratios, but gaining a usable process for evaluating opportunities and avoiding obvious mistakes. Compared with similar books in the value investing category, its differentiator is the combination of Buffett-inspired principles, beginner-friendly language, and a stock-picking focus that aims to be immediately usable. That makes it stand out as a practical on-ramp rather than a dense theory book. In conclusion, Pick Stocks That Go Up is best suited for beginner investors, self-taught readers, and younger adults who want a structured introduction to stock selection without being overwhelmed by finance jargon. It should also appeal to readers who already believe in long-term investing but want a more concrete method for evaluating individual companies. The book's main value lies in how it combines accessibility with a disciplined value investing mindset, making it more practical than books that stay at the level of broad money habits and less intimidating than technical investing manuals. Its focus on valuation, business quality, risk awareness, and patience gives readers a usable lens for thinking about stocks rather than a set of disconnected tips. What makes it stand out in its category is the way it translates Buffett-inspired ideas into a format designed specifically for novices with limited capital and limited background knowledge. In other words, it is not trying to impress experienced investors with complexity. It is trying to give new investors a repeatable way to think, evaluate, and act more carefully in the market. If you would like to support Daniel Jiwani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.